Adventure of a Lifetime on Today FM. Before that was Gracie Abrams. That's so true. Allison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. As promised, we have Russell and Patrick in studio with us. And I said Patrick at the beginning of the show by accident. At the very top of the show, I said gastric.
I have been called far worse, so that's absolutely fine.
I didn't believe that I said it, and I put it out there because Lenny heard it. So before we get going, guys, will we stand for the national anthem? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Not the official national anthem.
My heart.
Russell, your national anthem.
Beautiful.
Of Sweden.
Oh, Lorraine.
Is this where the love affair with all things Swedish started?
Kind of. We go way, way back. So we first visited Sweden, I think it was around 2016, if I remember correctly. You'll also notice, like you mentioned earlier on, that we're big Eurovision fans. The first time we went to Sweden was because of Eurovision.
Yes.
So it's an obvious connection. But there was always a fascination about there and kind of the Scandinavian Nordic countries anyway. So when we did get the opportunity to go and visit, we just fell in love with it. Just the lifestyle, the energy, the architecture, the food, and of course the music.
Yeah.
So all of those things combined just made us feel very, very comfortable. And I think I've lost count of how many times we've visited since then.
I was about to ask you how many times you've been.
I mean, at least 10.
At least 10, 12 times.
I'd say since 2016, we've been going there at least annually. So,
I've never been, and I've always wanted to go to that part of the world, all of those of the countries.
Have you explored Scandinavia at all?
No, that's the thing. Yeah. That's on the list. That has to be on the list.
And that kind of like, you know, kind of similar to parts of Canada in particular, you know, like forests and very much in nature. It's you know, I think you'd love it.
I think I would too as well. So, Russell, tell us what you guys are doing with Stenaline then. It's to tie in with their festival.
Yeah, absolutely. So Stenaline is a Swedish family-run company. Obviously, we know it from the crossings across the Irish Sea. They are doing a whole celebration of things from Midsummer. So Midsummer is a very important celebration in Sweden. Families all get together, do lots of dining outside, lots of flower crowns that everyone wears, eating food. It's a great big celebration of the longest days of the year. And as part of that, they're doing a whole competition online on their Facebook page, which you can check out. That ends tonight. And then there's a couple of other offers that you can get all to celebrate all things Scandi and Swedish,
I love it as well. And before we go any further, Patrick, give us out your handles. And like, you guys have been together in life and in business as well for a long time. Nigella Lawson is a big fan of you guys.
And
you do your Sunday Times your Sunday Times restaurant reviews, which I really love as well. But give out your handle.
Our handle on all platforms is at Gastro Gaze. That's G-A-Y-S.
Yes.
It isn't Z-E.
It is Pride Month, guys.
Okay, so what I know about Scandinavian food is fishy and meaty, which I, neither of those things I have, so am I wrong, Patrick?
I mean, their cuisine is heavy on that, but I also think the Swedish cuisine is also organic and healthy and fresh and vibrant.
Yeah.
But we do have a couple of things here that we, if you haven't ever traveled there before.
You're not going to make me fish paste, are you?
Well.
Okay,
this does have a caveat.
I think, how about we graduate up towards that? But there are other easier things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Eat first. So, so the first thing you're going to try is a ginger spiced cookie.
Okay. All right.
So
and everybody loves eating on the radio, of course.
Food on the radio is fantastic. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Are you guys going to join me in this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
You have to toss one over to Lenny, see if he can catch it.
Excuse me, I'm starving.
Oh, wow.
These smell really nice. These are Anna's Ginger Thins or Pepper Kakor. We're both learning Swedish, so my...
you want Duolingo, Russell, all the time.
My pronunciation is a little bit cack-handed at the best of times, but here we go. So these are like really crisp cookies. There's ginger, cinnamon, cloves in there. These would be very popular around Christmas time. If you think of kind of like Central Northern Europe, they love gingerbread houses and the likes. So this is kind of one of those things.
And where can you get these?
Well...
But you can. We got them in Lots and Co. In Terenure. They also have a branch in
Leggers Bush.
Leggers Bush and Clontarf.
Clontarf. So I would actually argue between them and IKEA, the two best places to get any Swedish things.
So my daughter, we go to IKEA specifically for cinnamon rolls, and she turns into a cinnamon roll. She makes me buy 3 bags of the frozen ones, and then like nonstop cinnamon for like a month. Delicious.
Also, on every trip to IKEA, we go straight to
the food hall
market, and just to check if it has anything exciting or new.
Okay, so that's delicious. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So what's the next thing?
The next thing is a chocolate called Plop.
Nice.
Okay, a chocolate called Plop.
So these are essentially...
These are pretty good.
These look pretty nice. These are a chocolate that filled with a bit of toffee on the inside.
Okay. Does Plop translate to something?
I'm actually unsure if...
I like that.
No, it's just loved by many people. So it's just a nice little sweet. So when it comes to sweets, when you go into a Swedish supermarket, do you love going into a supermarket when abroad?
All the time. Like the
greatest tourist attraction.
It's why you travel.
Exactly. I love going into one. And I do rank them from various different countries as well. Swedish ones are very good. When you are there, when you walk into a supermarket, they have a section which is called Lourdes Goddess, which is Saturday sweets, as they call it. It's the pick and mix section.
Right.
And there's a whole kind of like thing of,
of
a Saturday, you're with your family, especially during the winter months, watching TV, watching films, and you have a bucket of sweets type of thing, and lots of chocolates and everything.
Russell, would I be right in saying that like everything kind of in moderation is the kind of policy that's different to North America kind of thing? And like the size of that Plop bar is tiny as well, right?
It's like it's handful.
So that's, you know, have your sweets, but...
And that's kind of the Scandi approach as well, isn't it? Like on
Higa. Yeah. And it's like everything just enough.
Yes.
It isn't too much.
Yeah.
It isn't too small. Just enough.
Yeah.
Harmony.
I like that.
And that's kind of their approach to everything. The next thing you're going to try is...
this isn't the fish sauce.
It is.
However, it is a vegetarian
okay,
one, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm going to...
Oh, it's coming out of a tube. I don't like
it. It sure is. A squeezy tube.
So we are putting these on.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
These are on a crisp bread, which is called Leksands knäckebröd.
I'm going to be honest, I don't like the colour. It's like a salmon colour.
Essentially what this is. So the cracker breads are very traditional kind of thing that you'd have at breakfast time. Give it a go, Lenny.
That's loud now for radio.
Yeah. Lovely crisp on it there.
Salty.
They're very salty.
Salty, smoky. There is a brand called Kalles Caviar. And this is kind of that whole caviar thing is
big.
The thing that they call this, and they have it on everything from breakfast to lunch, to sandwiches, to toast.
So if you go to a breakfast buffet and you get a boiled egg, you'd put a bit of this on it. If
you're, see the tube?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are vegetarian versions. There's extra strong versions as well, and vegan versions too.
Actually, that is nice. I do like that.
Yeah. So it has kind of like a paprika-y flavor to it.
It has like a smoked paprika.
Oh, guys, listen, thank you so much for all that. So listen, you're in the Sunday Times every week?
Every Sunday. Week, yes.
Okay.
You can read a review of the mustard seed in Limerick today.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
And it's just a lovely lifestyle that you have, and you're so unassuming about what you do, but you're pros, total pros. Like, there's so much content through your accounts that people can get. Like, you've got Dublin Delish as well, 98FM, sister station. So it's a pleasure to have you on, and we'll have you on again as
absolutely.
Well.
Thanks
so much.
We'll feed you something that isn't coming from a tube next time.
Do you remember this song, guys? You're babies, aren't you? Do you remember Duffy and Mercy?
Absolutely. Oh, I love this song.
Oh, here we go on Today FM.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.